Matt Reynolds is the founder of Barbell Logic, one of the largest online strength and nutrition coaching companies in the world. Welcome to the show, Ryan.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me. I'm super excited to be on.
Excited to have you on. Tell us a little about your personal lives, more about your work, why you do what you do.
Sure. I was super competitive in high school and college in high school sports. I just wasn't very good. And so I played all the sports and was super competitive, but I wasn't good enough to play in college. And I needed a competitive outlet in college. And so I discovered in the late 90s and early 2000s, a sport of powerlifting and then strongman. And so I started competing in powerlifting and did pretty well there and totaled elite, which is the highest level of classification in powerlifting in four different weight classes. And then in 2005, turned my attention to strongman, just like the world's strongest man, that sport. At that time, there were only two new pros a year. And so in 2006, I won my pro card as one of the two pros. Brian Shaw was the other guy that won his pro card, who has since gone on to win the World Strongest Man four times, I think. And so I just, my life was changed dramatically and improved by strength. And so as in 2008, I opened a gym that grew to be one of the largest privately owned strength gyms in the country. I'm in Springfield, Missouri, in the heart of the Ozarks, which is not a place that's probably super familiar outside of the Netflix TV show. for most, it's not really like that. And so anyway, I opened a gym and the gym went great. And we trained really normal people, business executives and soccer moms and dads, and trained them like powerlifters and strongmen. And they wanted to train, in a little more, I don't know, hardcore style. But the gym was very nice, and we really focused on customer service. It was super clean. And so I started to see that there was this need for normal people to train in an exceptional way. At the time, it was really, if you wanted to train in that powerlifting or strongman or strength training style, most of the gyms were very black iron, barbell based, and dirty, and in industrial buildings, and not high quality service, and not very clean, and full of a bunch of scary felons. And whatever. And so, or you had the boutique gyms, which were tremendous service. It was almost like going to a spa, but the training was just, it was just relatively worthless. Nobody was accomplishing anything. And I thought, surely we can do both. Surely we can do this well. And so, I ran the gym from 2008 through 2015. I sold the gym at the end of 2015. And a lot of that was, I saw, while I loved the opportunity to change, we had a little over 1,000 clients, which is pretty big for the size town that we're in the Midwest. But really, if you think about it, my client pool it's 15 minutes from the gym. And that client pool, if they were coming for personal training, one, personal training is prohibitively expensive, even in the Midwest, where cost of living is low. So at the time, that was $400 or $500 a month. Now it's often $1,000 or $1,200. If you live in New York or San Francisco or LA, it's $1,500 a month. And so it was prohibitively expensive, and it really locked the client and the coach into a location and a schedule. And so I think even while I loved what I did and I loved coaching, I loved changing people's life and improving their quality of life through experiencing strength and primarily through strength training, I saw that there was tremendous limitations in the sort of antiquated personal training model. And so in January 16, I launched an online coaching business. And at the time, online fitness coaching was really growing. But I think the perception of that, and I think it still is on some level, was basically buying a program from somebody. Maybe it's an influencer, maybe it's a bodybuilder, and I knew that's not what I wanted to do. I wanted to actually coach. And so programming is certainly something that we do. But what I ended up doing was developing systems and standard operating procedures. I had my clients video all their lifts, upload their videos. Back in the olden days of 2016, they were uploading them to YouTube, and I was breaking them down via typed feedback. And but it worked, and we were able to scale. And of course, I was able to expand my potential client pool to the entire world and not just Springfield, Missouri. And then I hired really 30 or 35 of the best expert strength coaches in the world, and the private sector strength coaches in the world. And that gave us the opportunity to match clients with the perfect coach for them. So now we have, and now we have 80 or 90 of those coaches. And so we had coaches that were, these are highly professional people. We're talking about surgeons. I have a guy who's a surgeon who he's in his 60s, And he really just trains people 55 or older. I have female coaches who are amazing that focus on postpartum moms. And so whatever your demographic is, you can get matched with the perfect coach for you. But then you come back to that limitation of the in-person coaching model or the traditional personal training model, and you get rid of all that inflexibility. And so now, because it's asynchronous coaching, we now have our own software. Everything is super clean and tight. You get your programming from your coach. You can train at your home gym, at a big box gym, at a hotel gym, at a resort gym, you know, in your hotel room. If you're a business executive and you don't have access to anything that day, we can program for you. You video yourself, and then your coach breaks down your technique and your workout via an integrated screen recorder within 24 hours. And so, and the cost of that is about a fourth of what personal training costs. So you get one of the best coaches in the world. You get to do it on your own time, anywhere, anytime, with the equipment you have available. And the coach gets the same level of flexibility. I travel all the time. As a matter of fact, I fly to Austin 5:30 tomorrow morning, and I'll still continue to coach. And then I'm in Tampa the next week. And I've done this from Scotland, and I've done it from Mexico. And it doesn't matter where you are as a coach. If I've got internet, I can coach. As a client, if you have a cell phone, you can get training. And so this has gone very well for both in the private sector, but we've also then expanded to licensing out that software to other professional coaches in the industry. And we started to land government contracts last year, which was great because for soldiers, American soldiers, they're so itinerant. They're in San Diego, and then they're in Ogden, Utah, and then they're in Germany, and then they're in Afghanistan. It doesn't matter where they are. They can continue to get coaching from their personal expert coach, regardless of where they are. So when we need our soldiers at their best, which is combat ready in combat scenario, they're still training and getting stronger and being more resilient and less vulnerable to injury. And so that's what we've done. And we've just touched a nerve. And I think we carried over that high level of customer service from the in-person model into the online model, and really have focused on building relationship with our clients, building trust, and really spend a lot of time to make sure you get connected with the right coach. And so yeah, I would make the argument that I think at this point, I think there was some point a few years ago that if done correctly, online strength coaching is better than the in-person model. And I didn't, when I launched my business, I actually said the opposite. I said, if you have access to a great coach, you should do that. But now with technology the way it is, with high-speed internet, with incredible phones and cameras, with the ability to connect with great coaches, I actually think if it's done correctly, then it surpasses in-person coaching. Now, of course, the problem is, and really what we're trying to do is redefine what online coaching or quality online coaching actually looks like, and redefine personal training. Because I still think that the vast majority of people think, I'm just going to DM this Instagram influencer and pay $75 for a program. But that's not coaching, it's just a program. And the problem with that is AI is becoming so good that I would argue that AI is already at the point that they can out-program even the best coaches. And for us, we've noticed that programming is a distant third to consistency, and which comes with accountability and technique. And so if you don't have someone to hold you accountable, it's that human relationship piece is going to last for a while. And because there's a technique component to excellent coaching, that's something that AI can't do either. And one day it may be able to. But right now, certainly we have leveraged AI to automate what we can from the programming perspective, and mostly to automate the administrative process and payment processing and things like that, so that it frees up the client to primarily work with their coach and to train, and to free up the coach to interact with their client and not have to be, you know, bogged down by all the administrative tasks. And so I love it, man. We've coached, I think, 6,000 or 7,000 clients at this point, and it's just been amazing. It's been amazing to watch so many people change their lives. And again, we're not talking about 22-year-old kids, and certainly we have those, but our average client is 47. So people in their 40s, 50s, we have a handful of clients in their 80s that do this. So I love it.
Well, I love it too. We're certainly, we as Americans are struggling with our health. So the more barriers we can remove and the more efficient and all those things, that's all for the better.
For sure.
When you were competing at Strongman, I want to circle all the way back. Your height and weight, and then best event.
So I've said for years, I'm 6'1". I had a life insurance policy put in place earlier this year, and they told me I was actually closer to 6'2".
All right.
And I was like, I'm 6'2"? I'm 45 years old. You know, typically you get a little shorter. So they're like, yeah, you're 6'1¾". I said, I've told people I'm 6'1". So I'm somewhere between 6'1 and 6'2". I graduated high school at 155 pounds. That was in 97. I got married in 2000 at 175. I started competing in powerlifting at 220 and worked up to 308 pounds of body weight by the time I was, a high level powerlifter and strongman. So, and to put that in perspective, so most people would think, oh, God, it's almost 6'2 and 300 pounds. That's a big guy. Brian Shaw, Thor from the Game of Thrones, if you've seen that, he was a rookie as I was leaving. Those guys are 6'8, 6'9, 440. I mean, think about that for a second. 6'8, 440.
Weird.
And so, you know, my body really wanted to be 200 pounds, not 300 pounds. I have small wrists and ankles. You see these guys, their wrists are the size of my knees. I mean, it's just, and so I was a pretty good deadlifter. I deadlifted well over 700 pounds in the mid 700s. Because I'm kind of long and lanky, I was never a great squatter, but you know, I was obviously decently strong. And I barely missed bench pressing 500 pounds. I've torn both pecs. And by the way, that's not the goal for what we, not only is not tearing the pecs the goal for our clients, but you know, we're trying to get our clients generally strong. And so we do have clients that compete and we have to have a conversation with them at some point. When they first start training with us, they are often just sort of weak and unhealthy. And we get them generally strong and healthy. And then we have a conversation and we say, do you want to keep getting stronger? Because if you keep pushing the strength and we go into the competitive zone, it becomes a little less healthy or a little more risky. Just like, you know, what anybody would say, if you're an NFL football player, no one would say that that's not risky. And so at that point, a lot of times people just want to maintain their strength and maybe they want to go do, you know, mud runs or Spartan races or rucking and we love that stuff. And we want to encourage normal activity life. You know, go play, you know, tennis or pickleball or whatever that thing is, or, you know, men's basketball league. I mean, that stuff is great. So we are not someone who would fight that. We think strength makes all of those things better. And so strength is really just the ability to produce force. And so every aspect of the physical body, things, strength being one of those, but also things like power and agility and cardiovascular conditioning and mobility, and all of those are positively affected by strength. But it's not a two-way street, right? So if I take someone off of the couch who's watching Netflix and they've never done anything, and I teach them how to do a squat with a full range of motion, then they will get stronger, but they will also get more mobile. But if I take the same person and I just put them in yoga class, and we have nothing against yoga, they'll get more mobile, but they will not get more strong. And so we don't only do strength, but we start with strength because it's the foundation of all human movement and our interaction with the world. And so it gives us the best bang for our buck. I mean, you know, when we were kids, if someone said, or if you heard your parents ask a neighbor, how you doing? The answer was good. Now, if we say, how you doing? The answer is busy.
Hmm.
Busy has replaced good. So everyone is busy and everyone is urgent. Everybody's drowning in urgency. And so we want to use our time wisely. Most of our clients train 45 minutes, three times a week. And that's enough to get really, really pretty dang strong, strong enough for anything that life would throw at you. And so obviously, if you want to become more competitive, maybe you train a little more, but not a ton more. And so that's really why we focus on strength, because it's the best bang for our buck.
It makes a lot of sense. We graduated high school in the same year. We're the same age. And,
oh, nice.
That
congrats on 45.
Thank you. Thank you.
The year of I still feel is... young. How about you?
Oh, for sure.
I feel like 50 is still, I think when I'm 50, I won't feel old, but 50 still feels, that number feels old to me right now.
For sure. Like,
that is 4.5 years away. It's not that far. So no,
well, 40 is old, 45 is older, and 50 is even older. But
yeah, right. Right. So no, it's great.
I know that I've always been active, and I imagine I'm like a lot of other people. I let myself get overweight in my 30s, started having children, and just so much on your plate. But I said, is this the body that I want to bring with me into the rest of my life? And the answer That's was right. no, I wanted to be functionally strong to be able to chase after my kids and pick them up for as long as I possibly could and to be able to play tennis or pickleball or whatever that might be. So I wanted to ask what the barriers to getting started are for most people.
Yeah, that's a great question. And first, let me just touch on you really touched a nerve there that's important to us, in that unfortunately, I while I'm in the fitness industry, I'm not a huge fan of the fitness industry because I think it tends to be extremely shallow and aesthetics based, and often focused around people who want to take pictures of their rear ends or their abs from Instagram, posting on Instagram. That's just not who we coach, and we're a value based company. We're trying to promote family and quality of life. So strength training for quality of life improvement. Of course, everyone wants to look better. There's nothing wrong with that. But if that's a singular goal, then we're probably not the right company for you. If you want to do this because you're playing the long game and you don't just want to walk your daughters down the aisle at their wedding, but you want to see your granddaughters and your great granddaughters walk down the aisles at their wedding, then that's what we do. So barriers to entry are actually really, really small, really relatively low. And so I always am really careful when I come onto a podcast not to try to sell people on something. We put out a massive amount of free content. We're not a content company. We're a service company. That's how we make our money. Content is always free. And so there are a ton of eBooks and articles. We have a huge YouTube channel with all the how-to everything. We have a program that we use called Before Barbells that's often what we saw is we got a lot. So when we first started, we were about 90, 95% male, and now we're about 60% male and 40% female, which I'm really proud of. A lot of that are one de that's one degree of separation from it's often the husband's life was changed and their wives join or their moms or whoever. And so often the female, and I realize I'm painting with a broad brush here, but the females and sometimes guys, especially older guys, are a little nervous about the barbell. And so we have a program we use called Before Barbells. That's all on. You can get the ebook on the website. You can check it out on YouTube. That's all free. There's no catch. You can start with body weight stuff at your house. So it's very low barrier to entry. And then with what we use, it's the very basic equipment. It's a barbell and a squat rack and weights and a bench. And that's it. And those things hold their value forever. I mean, you'll pass that down to your grandkids and great grandkids. So the barrier to entry is pretty low. We're a big fan of home gyms. I think it's perfectly fine to go to a public gym, especially live in a big city and you don't have the square footage. But I love the home gym. Like my wife and I train together, and I've got a 19-year-old daughter and a 13-year-old daughter. They've seen us lift together. Obviously, I'm a lot stronger than my wife, but it's a time that we get to spend together. She models that for her kids, for our kids, and they don't want to look like dad. Dad's a big, scary, bald Viking-looking guy. But mom is a beautiful, feminine, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, and she looks great, and they're like, and she lifts, and so she has really sort of just destroyed that concept of that females will often think, if I lift, I'm going to get bulky. No, you're not. You don't have testosterone. You don't have enough to matter. So the barrier to entry is pretty low. So we have tried to think through all of those things. We think a lot about the life cycle of the client, from I am really nervous to start and I don't know how. Before barbells, to I'm ready to start barbells, but I don't really know how. We've got a program called Beginning Barbells, to basic novice linear progression, to intermediate, to advanced. We have an academy for students. We train people to become coaches. We have now watched a ton of our clients do that, start terrified of the barbell, and now they're employees of the business and actually coach on a professional level 5 years later. And so we've really tried to hit on every one of those stages of the client life cycle to make sure that there's always content there for them. And again, that content's 100% free. We've got Barbell Logic podcast. I think we've done 600 episodes of that. The Barbell Logic YouTube channel. My editor in chief is an attorney. He's incredible. He's an incredible writer. Free eBooks, free articles, all that stuff. So I tell people start with the content. And some of those people, so that I'm just being transparent, will funnel down and become paying clients of ours. And the ones that don't, hopefully they still get tremendous value from the content. And the content doesn't leave people hanging. Like, if you want to learn more, sign up here and sign up with a coach. We don't say that. We give you everything that we know. I've said everything I know about strength training on the podcast or on the YouTube channel. Everything. The only thing you don't get is the personalized coaching from us that you have to pay for. So that's a great place to start, is that content.
Love it. Well, Ryan, thank you so much for coming on. Give us the websites, just where people can go to get started, and how can people engage with you, all that stuff.
Awesome, sir. Yeah, it's barbelllogic.com. go to barbelllogic.com. If you want to just start to explore this concept, you can go to barbelllogic.com/life, L-I-F-E. And again, that'll lead you to a ebook called The Life of Strength. It's totally free. It's a great place to start. The YouTube channel, the podcast. I'm easy to find as Matt Reynolds on the, you can go to the website and go to the staff page and send me an email. I will always answer within 24 hours if you send me an email. Happy to answer and for free. And I'm really grateful for the opportunity to tell our story.
Love it. If you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Ryan your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. If you are somebody who's been thinking about getting back into fitness, back in shape, getting stronger, this is an awesome opportunity. Go to barbelllogic.com. Check out all the great free resources. Go to barbelllogic.com/life. Pick up your copy of Life of Strength. Check out their YouTube channel, the podcast, and go ahead and email Ryan directly. Thanks again, Ryan.
Thanks, George. Appreciate you, brother.
Till next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.